Hey, what's going on, everybody? Happy Tuesday. Welcome to another edition of Mean Streets. I'm Chris Meany. If you do me a solid, smash the like button. You're listening on iTunes and Spotify. We greatly appreciate you guys. If you could subscribe, rate, review, subscribe. It would go a long way. We would appreciate it. No games on the ice tonight. We did okay yesterday with the video. I think we went 7-11. It was nice to get the Oilers on the money line and the shot props when it came to Hyman. And we had a like a same game parlay, a little 2-4-leg shot prop parlay with, you know, two shots each. It didn't pay too much. I think it was plus 100. Get Kane and Hyman missed on Drysdale, missed on the Vancouver guys. And no Miller, no Elias Pettersson. But we'll move on. Tomorrow, we will talk some NHL. The Final Four is set on the ice, and we're pretty happy with the results for so far. You know, we have that exact Final Four. We have futures on Dallas and Florida. So we'll talk about the Western Conference and Eastern Conference Finals tomorrow. I wanted to give a couple MLB picks here with you guys today. So hopefully you're still hanging around. Let's pat ourselves on the back here for what was a mediocre day yesterday in the NHL. More wins than losses, so we'll take it. It's been a rough go. Major League Baseball, 15 games around the diamond. I'm going to really focus in on one game, the Atlanta Braves and the Chicago Cubs. And I'm going to pick on a pitcher who has actually picked up a lot of steam here over the past couple weeks. Myself and Dane Martinez were talking about Javier Assad last week on our FTM Fantasy Show on Sirius XM Fantasy Sports Radio. By the way, we'll be with you Wednesday, Thursday, Friday at 2 Eastern, mostly 4 days a week. Channel 87, Sirius XM Fantasy Sports Radio from 2 to 3. We're diving into a lot of football stuff, but we still do a lot of baseball stuff. We were talking about Javier Assad, who's, you know, picked up some buzz, especially in the fantasy baseball community over the past couple of weeks. And then this week he has two starts. The first one happening tonight against Atlanta. It's not the best matchup. He just faced the Braves and he was fantastic in that outing. In fact, he's been great all year long. He's got a sparkling 1.49 ERA over his 48 1/3 innings. He's yet to allow more than two runs in any of his 9 outings. And I'm here to rain on his parade just a little bit. When you dive deeper into Assad's numbers, for me, I see a couple red flags. First of all, contact rate. 85.6% contact rate. Anything above 80% is a red flag for me. 85.6, that's tied for the highest mark among qualified pitchers. The Miles Mikolas, who we know is a contact pitcher. Now, a lot of the contact that Assad has given up so far has been some soft contact, but he's still giving up a ton of contact. 87% strand rate, that's leaving guys on base. League average is around 70%. That's really high. 87% is probably going to normalize, come down here a little bit. And it's extremely high for a pitcher who only has a 7.8 K per nine. He's striking out fewer than a batter per inning. And 21.6% strikeout rate is nothing to write home about. And the 6.4 swinging strike percentage is extremely low. So he is leaving guys on base despite not really getting a lot of swing and miss in his pitches. Among the 5 qualified arms that have a higher strand rate than Assad, 3 of them have a higher K rate. Assad also has a ridiculously low 0.246 BABIP. All of these reasons are why he has a 3.94 xFIP compared to his sub-2 ERA. In fact, when you look at the difference between his ERA and his FIP at Fangraphs, he has the 6th largest negative gap among pitchers with 40 innings. It's almost a 2-run difference there. 1.49 ERA, 3.09 FIP. So his numbers suggest he's been fairly lucky. You know, is it going to stabilize today? It may not. It's possible that he continues this run for a little bit. I remember Chris Flexen was a guy that had an ERA around 3, even though some of the numbers just didn't scream like in sub-3 or sub-3.5 ERA. He was given a lot of contact, high fly ball rate, didn't have a high strikeout rate. And then the following year, we saw Chris Flexen. You know, he didn't live up to the expectations that he had heading into the season after the great campaign. And even, you know, now Chris Flexen, we're picking on this guy. This is a couple of years ago. So this matchup is tough. Again, he just faced the Braves in his last outing, struck out 7 over 6 scoreless, only gave up 4 hits. I tend to give the advantage to the hitting team, like the batters, when there's a rematch between a pitcher and a team within a week. I think that the pitcher has to make a few more adjustments and the hitters will make some adjustments, but it's really just the process and the contact that he gives up. And then we're looking at a game at Wrigley Field tonight where the wind is blowing out 19 miles per hour left center. We have a game total of 11. So I'm going to I have a couple props here. Assad over 2.5 earned runs allowed. I don't have where that bet is. I could do it right quick here for the people that are hanging out on the YouTube page for you guys. That's over at DraftKings. Again, use the prop shop. It's a free tool over at ftmfantasy.com. I have a link inside the description of this YouTube page, and also up at the top at ftmfantasy.com, you'll see prop shop parlay calculator. Javier Assad over 2.5 earned runs at minus 135 DraftKings. And now let's look at some bats that can get to him. Matt Olson. Lefty bats have had more success against Assad this season. Matt Olson, last night, there was two games yesterday for the Braves. And that's one thing to think about. Are these guys going to play again? And I think that they will, especially Matt Olson. Like, there's signs of him turning it around. It's been a very slow start for him. Over 1.5 total bases, minus 111 over at Caesars. He hit the home run yesterday, his sixth of the season. He has four multi-hit games over his last seven, two bombs over that span. I think it's only a matter of time before he gets going. We're now flirting with June, so warmer days. All these things matter. The Braves were actually, some of the guys were wearing ski masks for the first couple weeks of the season. So balls are going to start to fly over the fences, and we have an environment today at Wrigley where 19 miles per hour to left center. So you look at last year, 44 of the 54 home runs that Olson hit were against right-handed pitching last season. 20 of the 27 doubles he hit against right-handed pitching. So we're asking for two total bases for Matt Olson at minus 111. Marcell Ozuna has been the best bat in Atlanta's offense. He's been the most consistent bat. He's got 11 home runs against right-handed pitching, which leads the Braves. Nobody else is close to that. And he's minus 110 for two bases. And I believe that one is over at DraftKings as well. Yes, it is. And then the final one here, I'm looking at Ozzie Albies. This is score run here, minus 135 at DraftKings, minus 134, excuse me, at DraftKings. Ronald Acuna Jr. is minus 147. It's the shortest I'm seeing. There's a lot of minus 160s out there. That's why the prop shop is so cool. Best number possible. Save you some time and save you some cash. That's a little juicy for me, but I may run some sort of same game parlay here today with Assad. You see the over 5.5 hits allowed plus 120 DraftKings. Again, he had never allowed more than four in an outing. I think once five, actually, no, never. So this number, you see the plus 120, but I'm putting in the environment. I'm putting in the fact that I think the regression is going to come with Assad and this Braves lineup. We know that it can rake and score some runs, but some sort of same game parlay, you could maybe go hits, earned runs. You get Acuna for a hit and a run. You can do Ozzie Albies for a run. And then you start doing Marcell Ozuna, maybe over, you know, 1.5 hits and runs. I think for the most part, these guys are all at 2.5 because of the total at 11 and the environment. And maybe Vegas is onto something here with the contact pitcher on the bump. But you could do something like Acuna Jr. to score a run, hit and a run, Ozzie Albies for a run, maybe a hit for each of Olson and Ozuna, and an RBI maybe for one of those guys as well. And you can get yourself something around 5, 6, 7 to 1 as the same game parlay. But I'm going to take all these as singles, and I highly suggest that's the way to do it as well. You get in trouble with some of these parlays. But Assad over 2.5 runs allowed. We got Matt Olson for two total bases at minus 111. We got Marcell Ozuna for two total bases at minus 110. We got Ozzie Albies to score a run here at minus 134 at DraftKings. Ozuna's also around minus 134 for a run, which I think is interesting. The Braves have one of the highest team applied totals on the slate here today. And then Javier Assad for over 5.5 hits at plus 120 over at DraftKings. It's probably my least favorite of the bunch. I went in order of how I like them. So if you're looking for more, check out ftmfantasy.com. Again, if you're subbed with us, you have all the picks across all sports, including tools and Discord as well over at ftmfantasy.com/pricing. We'll be back tomorrow to talk game one of the Eastern Conference Finals between the Florida Panthers and the New York Rangers. We'll have some series props for you guys as well. And we'll also tee up Edmonton and Dallas. Good luck around.